sit back, stand idle and by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this absolutely windy, cold Thursday, March 6, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate you guys participating in the show, texting me different information. Officer Rick, listening in from Florida, he's down in Clearwater. How about fixing the damn roads? The only thing that Michigan has successfully fixed is our elections. How can they even think of trying to fix our educational system? What a joke. Can't hire qualified teachers, so let's just dumb it down even more. Got an update from Cliff Tellini in Presque Isle. He is definitely going to share this information with Darren Darga, the Presque Isle County clerk, bring it to his attention. In other news, the company that started the wind project sold to Lotus Infrastructure, Westwood Wind. They met with us, and they now want a special use permit for 57 windmills, plus 38 more later in Mulkey, Belknap, and Bismarck townships. What a joke. Nobody wants this garbage except the people who are leasing them the land. Well, of course, they want the projects. They stand to make millions of dollars. So, yeah. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. And we'll see how this goes. We'll see exactly where this all leads. Let's see, what picture is that? Nope, that is the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners meeting. Yep, that's not, okay, that's not from, okay, that's the wrong photograph. Okay, got it. Well, it's pretty interesting because one of the things that we're looking at here, the process, this process of how they are choosing to basically move forward is not going to be in any way, shape, or form the real deal. As you look at these projects moving forward, major problems. Major, major, major problems. As they move forward at the local level, ultimately having Michigan Public Service Commission having the right to approve these permits if you don't approve them at the local level. This whole thing is a joke. Absolutely a joke. But they're moving forward with these projects. I guess the only thing you can do is approve it and then have somebody take it to court. Cliff, you guys need to talk to Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig. That's the only thing I can tell you. If you don't do it, these projects are going to move forward. You're going to lose the farmland forever. Pure and simple. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Michigan's government is at risk of not closing its books by March 30th, a statutory deadline, as the administration and the Democratic-run Senate wait for the Republican-led House to signal support for legislation to balance out various funds that ended the fiscal year 2024 budget, which, by the way, is out of whack. At issue is House Speaker Matt Hall's hesitation about moving a mid-year supplemental bill out of concern that this will turn into a Christmas tree of additional spending. He's made fiscal responsibility a cornerstone of the first couple of months of his tenure, and he's concerned that the Senate or the governor will drum up fake crisis to sneak a bunch of extra spending into the appropriation budget bill. However, closing the books, a supplemental, is about cleaning up the accounting of spending that already took place back in fiscal year 2024. Sources tells MERS News Service, nothing in the Senate supplemental bill spends money on any new programming. It's simply money that is being used to backfill deficits. If the legislature doesn't pass a final bill for fiscal year 2024, the Auditor General could still publish its required annual financial report. The Budget Office could still release a CAFR report. Certified Accounting Financial Report is what a CAFR is. However, several funds would finish the year in the negative, which numerous sources tells MERS News Service this is a bad look for the state's credit. Moody's and other rating agencies could actually downgrade Michigan's bond rating over it. A lower bond rating would equal higher interest on debt service on new projects. This puts the state at risk, said Bob Snyder, head of the Citizens Research Council. At some point, if it's clear we're not interested in taking up a supplemental, you will have to close the books and explain your line item of each expenditure. Whatever else would have to be reported as being overspent or underspent. It doesn't flow well heading into the next year. Well, in years past, final year-end book closing supplemental spending bills did not carry a lot of drama. For example, during the Governor Rick Snyder years, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, the CAFR, memorializing the book closing usually was done shortly after the new year. For example, 2017, it was done on January 5th of 2018. For fiscal year 2016, the CAFR was out January 31st of 2017. Going backwards, 2015, it was done actually the end of the year, December 31st of 2015. And in 2014, it was done December 29th of 2014. Last year, it was done February 15th. The CAFR report, though, was not completed until March 29th. So, this year, the Senate Appropriations Committee Chair, Senator Sarah Anthony of Lansing, is tapping her fingers on her desk. A month ago, she moved a pair of year-end budget supplemental bills, Senate Bills 55 and 56, out of committee. This was last month, February 4th. However, there's been hesitancy to move them off the Senate floor until it's known whether the House will even agree to them. Speaker Hall has demonstrated early on he doesn't wish to fulfill his constitutional duty and close the books or even send bills passed by the last legislature to the governor for signature. So we will continue to move the ball forward. I'm ready to work with my colleagues in the House and the State Budget Office to get this done on time. Anthony said she wanted the final book closing bills moved in November. But because the House imploded during the lame duck session, they ended up having to move it to this year. Now, with the federal government and President Donald Trump's administration threatening new cuts every day that could rob Michiganders of their health care, scholarships, child care, and other assorted needs, is all due to his federal chaos. Chaos, Anthony said. Let's stop touting the value of good government and let's practice what we preach. Closing the books is the responsible thing to do, Anthony said. This is the bare minimum function of our government to keep our state departments out of the red and to ensure our government is working as it should for people. There's no reason why we cannot get this done this month. Well, March 30th is the deadline. Budget Office spokesperson Lauren Leeds was a little bit more diplomatic. She said that Michiganders across the state need to balance their checkbooks every single month. Well, state government needs to balance its finances too. Each year we work with the legislature to close the books on the previous fiscal year, and we look forward to working with the legislature on closing the books this year with a supplemental. Basically, what this boils down to, people, some of these bureaucratic agencies ran over their budgets. They actually spent more than what they were provided for in their budgets that were passed in the House, Senate, and signed by the governor. So as a result, you now have to pass a supplemental funding bill to backfill these shortages. If you don't, these departments will end up losing money for that fiscal year. Here's the other problem. The Auditor General's audit opinion must be included in the CAFR report when it's published. This according to the spokesperson, Kelly Miller. March 30th, statements will be prepared according to generally accepted accounting principles by the Auditor General and any other independent auditors the office may choose to use. One nonpartisan source familiar with the process but was asked not to be quoted said, quote, if the state keeps its books left wide open or they leave it in the red, this will be bad news for everybody. It'll make the state look bad. It'll make those who are running the state look bad as to basically them not knowing what the F they're doing, quote unquote. But the person did not want their name mentioned. Very, very interesting development. Matt Hall not wanting to work with the governor, the budget office, and the Democrats in the Senate. Sorry, we're not going to spend any more money. You guys overspent on those departments. We want them to show it in the red in the CAFR report. That's basically the bottom line. Let's see. Michigan House Democrats call on the feds to do more to combat the bird flu. Okay, whatever. Michigan Senate Democrats investigating the impact of Donald Trump's federal funding freeze. Let's see. Attorney General Dana Nessel announces that federal court blocks Donald Trump's medical research funding cuts. Okay. Let's see. None of those really hit my button. Oh, there it is. This is a story. This was interesting. Bipartisan legislation to prohibit painful taxpayer-funded dog experiments. You got to be kidding, right? Well, one of the senators, Paul Wojnow, Senate District 10, introduces bipartisan legislation to prohibit painful taxpayer-funded dog experiments. Yesterday, Senator Paul Wojnow of Warren introduced Queenie's Law to prohibit painful dog experiments at Michigan's publicly funded learning institutions. Companion bill was also introduced in the House by Republican Joe Aragona of Clinton Township. The legislation is in response to a long-running controversial dog studies conducted at Wayne State University. Public records reveal that Wayne State has conducted these experiments since 1991, during which university employees cut open dogs' chest cavities, insert wires and catheters into the animals' hearts, and implant medical devices in and around their arteries. The dogs that survive the surgeries are forced to run on treadmills, while the implanted devices trigger heart failure. Newly released records reveal that Wayne State has started feeding the dogs a high-fat diet to induce metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of strokes. Queenie, a stray from Gratiot County, died at Wayne State University back in 2010 after being used in experiments for over 7 months. Michiganders deserve better from our public research institution. These bills would ensure that taxpayer dollars are used to advance human health and not to harm and kill defenseless dogs. Pretty interesting little bill. Did not know that was going on at Wayne State University. Bottom line, for years, the experiments at Wayne State University have garnered widespread criticism from university students, state legislators, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, and celebrities. Many of them have spoken out against the experiments. $15 million in public funds have been spent on the experiments over the last three decades. Interesting story. We'll see if they pass and if Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs it. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.